T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Again, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's start with a rule change because it was been made official.
Yeah.
And there's been reactions from a handful of folks that we like on this show. The hip drop tackle is officially outlawed. Ryan Clark tweets, go ahead and outlaw bringing offensive players to the ground. That's where it's headed. Make every game the Pro Bowl. This is getting ridiculous. Jacob Hester retweeted that and said, I played offense my entire life, and I wholeheartedly agree with you, RC. It's going to get to a point where you can only hit tackle players between their thighs and chest. Anything else is 15 yards. That's some of the reaction.
I mean, I understand where RC is coming from because it is hard to tackle people like that. And I know that it pisses me off because I've been tackled that way. Did not like it at all. You know,
we got hurt.
But
you got hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I broke my damn leg.
Yeah.
You know, and so I mean, and I'm not saying it was intended. The guy who did it was, you know, did it intentionally to hurt me, but I didn't get hurt on it. And I saw, you know, the reason the last one was the one with Mark Andrews with the Ravens, mm-hmm. and ended, you know, and so I mean, yeah, it's hard to be a defensive player. Absolutely correct. And like again, I understand where they're coming from, so I can sit there and say I understand that part about it. But I didn't like what the hell happened to T.J. Hockenson. T.J. Hockenson is running over the middle. There's nobody there.
Yep.
He's about to catch the ball, and the safety don't hesitate and dive straight at Hockenson's knee and takes him out, you know. And the same thing happened with Gronk back in the day. When he broke his leg, you're just running down the middle of the field. Damn defender just comes and just dives right at your leg while your leg is playing it. So I know it is difficult for defenders to tackle in the NFL. I promise you, I won't wholeheartedly understand that. But I'm glad this rule is gone.
Okay. Yeah, right. And that's fine. Yeah. I mean, the NFL sees a hit that has a 25% higher injury rate. The NFL's probably going to do something about it. You know what I mean? It goes back to years ago when they started instituting the rules to try to ban hitting guys high.
Yeah,
because it was clear long-term impacts on guys' brain health, like post-career. But that's also – this is an outcome of that. Yeah. Like, 10 years from now, they're going to have to ban something else.
I mean,
because guys are going to do something different because this is outlawed, and that thing is going to – the problem is they're trying to make football safe.
You can't make football safe.
You can't do it.
It's a high impact collision sport.
That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got in the business of trying to, and I understand why, because they got sued for billions of dollars. And this kind of stuff at least isn't going to, you know, impact your mental health 50, 60 years down the line. It might end your career.
Yeah.
It's going to make it so you can't make as much money in your prime because you're injured. But this is the direct result of that. There's going to be a direct result of this, and then they'll do something about that. Now, I don't know that it's going to get to the point where games are played like the Pro Bowl. I don't think they want that.
No,
they want the quality of the game to be high enough to get people still watching and have it be the most popular sport in the country. But I don't know what they do. I don't know what you do.
Yeah,
I don't know how you make tackling safe because you can't.
You can't, but I mean, that's always goes back to anybody who's ever been hit. And I'm talking about up high in the knees. It's been both. I got an ACL torn at practice one time because a teammate came and chopped me down. All right. Didn't see him coming, dove right up the knee. Like I said, I got horse collar, broke my damn leg, you know, and I've been hit in the head. I mean, all these different things. And anybody will tell you, I'd rather be hit up high than down low. I would, because I mean, you. Of course, there are going to be long term ramifications for getting hit like that over and over and over again. But like you just said, you can end my damn career. You know what I mean? So you can ask anybody who's ever been in that position, going across the damn middle, and there's nobody there but a defender and the ball, and his decision is to go die right at your knee.
No, bro. And that's the thing about
it
is, how much are players involved in these sorts of decisions? This is a money decision.
The NFLPA is against it.
It's a money decision. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Against
the Players Association, and the Players Association was against the rule changes that happened 10, 15 years ago for this stuff. But it's a money decision on the back end, on the front end, all that kind of stuff. So, again, that's one of the rules that has been changed. All the kickoff stuff is difficult to understand. Like Abe was describing it to us before, like you can't run until the guy catches the ball. A touchback is going to start at the 30 now, which is crazy. That's such good field position. So now you don't want to have touchbacks.
They don't want to take the kick out that out of the game. They don't want to do that.
Kind of, but they also don't want it to be what it was at all.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. They say this from the XFL or something. I don't know what they're trying to do. Okay. Whatever.
Well, they're trying to make it safe.
No more surprise
onside. They're trying to make it safe.
No more surprise onsides. I mean,
can't make football safe. Okay. All right, let's hear from Deion Sanders. He was on the million dollars worth of game, I think, podcast, and he was asked about the draft next year involving Travis Hunter and his son, Shadur.
Where do you predict Shadur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. Yes. And the latter one would not go behind four. I know where I kind of want them to go. So there's certain cities that, ain't gonna happen. It's gonna be an Eli.
First of all, I love Gilly and Wallo. Them dudes are hilarious, man. They are some funny cats.
Podcast.
Yeah, they're some funny dudes, man. I don't understand the whole don't want them to. I mean, nobody knows teams better than Deion. Deion knows all these teams. Obviously, he has two top prospects. I think Travis will go before Shadur, but Shador's a quarterback, and if he has another good year, more than likely he might get pushed up and everything. But I think Travis Hunter's a top five pick right now, you know, and I think he'd have probably been that in this draft. That's how good that dude is, that young man is. I just don't understand that part. Like, I'm going to pull an Eli. Like, if you. Where does he want to go? He said he didn't want to go somewhere where it was cold. They play in Colorado. you play in Colorado.
You guys did go to Colorado to play.
Yeah,
you play in the middle Colorado. Of the mountains.
So, I don't know what teams you're talking about and everything.
Is that what it was? It was cold?
I don't know.
Just bad franchises.
I don't know. That's
because,
what I'm saying.
Again, I don't know. I've been pretty consistent on this back to Eli and guys since then that have sort of hinted at it. Okay. Like, I don't know.
I don't care.
I understand that that's not really how it works, but if you're at a certain point, Eli got to do it.
Yep.
John Elway got to do it.
Yep.
We're on, by the way, we're due. That would be the difference between Eli and John Elway would be the difference between Eli and Shadur if they do it years-wise.
Right.
So we're due. We're 21 years removed from it happening, so we're due for it to happen
again.
But when
you talk about the guys that did, they were unquestioned on one overall pick.
They were. And if Shadur's that, then do that.
They were unquestioned.
And make that decision.
But that's the thing with Caleb. Caleb's going to a good situation because usually when you have the first pick, you have a horrible team. They got their first pick because of the draft, because of a trade. They're the number nine pick, you know, and they went and got some pieces for him to be successful when he comes in. The biggest thing with him, just like we've been saying, and we'll talk more about it, is the how much time does Eberflus have? You know what I mean? You don't want to have to fire him, and then this kid has another quarterback in his second year.
They have to be pretty good.
Because it happened everything. It happened to Trubisky, happened to Justin, and hell. But
you'd think they'd notice the pattern,
think
right?
They like
the
Bears would. Right?
But again, that maybe is what Deion's talking about there is some franchises are bad franchises, man. Like there's a reason why the Bears haven't had a great quarterback in 40 years. They don't know how to handle it.
Cutler was okay.
It was good.
Cutler was okay.
Yeah.
Rex took him to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Somebody had to play quarterback.
Somebody had to play quarterback. It's true.
Yes.
But I don't know. I realize life and professional sports aren't the same thing, but like kids coming out of college with engineering degrees could go work wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going anywhere that wasn't a good city. Like when I got out of grad school, I'm in Atlanta for a reason because Atlanta's awesome and it's a good place to do sports radio.
Right.
I wasn't going to go to Charlotte. or someplace like that. Again, like you have freedom of choice at every other place. Like I know how the draft works, and that's what's part of what makes the NFL fun and keeps the parity in there and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. If you don't want to go to the city, then tell them.
Well, I want to go
see
there.
If they don't draft you.
Yeah, they don't draft you.
I have zero problem with that. Now, maybe if it was my team that they were saying that to,
right?
Like, I don't go to Seattle. That's a bum-ass city. I don't want to go to Atlanta. That's a bad fan base. Like, whoa, all right, pump
hold
the brakes.
Dog. Hold on,
take
man.
It easy. Take it easy. Throwing around
hold on, player.
Criticism like
hold
that.
Hold on, player.
But I don't know. Yeah. Your life.
Hold on, player.
Do it how you want.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, I saw that I like Mike Tomlin's because the owner's meeting is going down right now down in Orlando. So
did you see the coach's picture?
Yes, it was awful. It was awful. I like what he would say about he said Russell Wilson, talking about Mike Tomlin, in pole position to be the starter. I believe that right now. And he explained why because of 10 years of what to do in the offseason and everything like that. But I think Justin's going to win that job.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be more that it's hard for a quarterback like Russ to lose his job during camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, he's not going to make mistakes.
You know what I mean?
Like,
but can Justin go to a point where he's like, we can't keep this job?
Yeah, I mean, really what they're going to have to do is take the preseason seriously,
yeah.
Which will be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, they'll actually have to play in the preseason and see who wins that job. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be fun to watch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.